Steve and Jill here.
Rawr.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, and I'll explain in a second, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the top three things to review before you're buying land.
I'm sorry, I just had to do that because I feel like I look like I have a lion's mane going on today. So that's where that came from. Sorry. Poor Steven's like, oh no, now what? She's either hungry or tired. Let's see. Jill's punchy. She's hungry or tired or too much of the opposite. She got too much sleep. She's had too much coffee or sugar, something like that.
Maybe you're just plain entertaining today.
That could be it also.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Chris C. asks, hey, everyone, I'm still new to land investing. Just sent out my first mailer this week, but starting to target my next county for another mailer. Want to keep my pipeline full. Good. I have been using the data center from Realtor.com and Redfin as shown in the training. It appears that those top two sites only have the top 1,000 counties ranked by Nielsen. That presents a problem when evaluating smaller counties for rural land. Could anyone share additional websites or resources to find this data used in the red, yellow, green county spreadsheet? Or if some more experienced members have a more simplified method of evaluating target markets besides the red, yellow, green tool, would appreciate the insight. Thanks in advance.
So Nielsen, if you're were born after 1995, Nielsen is a rating agency. So it, you know how we can get analytics on everything now.
Right.
We just push a few buttons and find out what people, how many likes we got, how many people viewed our stuff. That's a very new invention. Nielsen has been around forever, and they originally started to rate television shows.
Was it even radio before that?
Yeah.
Might have been radio and then to TV. And
so they would literally come in your house and put a thing on top of your television set. That's what we used to call it, a television set. And it would monitor like what shows you're watching and how, look at your face. Like people would manually read it and say, if it was like a thing of a trophy if you got chosen as a Nielsen family. That's what they used to call it.
Seriously? Oh, I didn't know it was a trophy.
Yeah, it's like, I got chosen as a Nielsen family? Yeah.
Did you know anybody that did that?
Yeah.
Really?
We never were.
I never heard anybody do that.
So anyway, that's what the Nielsen, now they've since expanded to a rating agency. And he's right. So Nielsen apparently has chosen for Realtor.com specifically, and this doesn't shock me with Realtor.com specifically because it's real estate agents in a realtor association. So they're using some tool that was created in 1958 because they're from 1958. Anyway, if you go to realtor.data.
Don't hold back, Steve. I know you're holding back.
For some reason, there's 1,000 counties.
I love it.
1,000 zip codes, and it stops there. There's really like 33,000 zip codes in the country.
Why those top ones Redfin, made the cut? I don't know.
Because that's where everybody lives.
Oh,
like
80%
of the country
MSA?
Lives in those 1,000 zip codes.
Okay.
So I don't blame them for that.
Right.
Why would they want to track what's popular in rural Montana? They wouldn't.
Got it.
But rural Montana real estate happens to be a part of what we buy.
Exactly.
So how does it help us? Redfin takes it another step further in a positive way. And they include a lot more data, way, way more data than 1,000. I've never counted, but it's thousands and thousands and thousands. That still doesn't get you there. So this is what I went and did 8 months ago. I hired a bunch of people in the Philippines to finish it all. And while that data is not completely current, it's really up to date. And we haven't released it for the House Academy crowd because you need this for House Academy, not Land Academy. The way that we price land is more of a shotgun approach. The way that we price houses is very laser-like rifle approach. So his question is, what the heck? Where do I get this data? And my answer is, I have not been able to find it for free on the internet where it's updated every month.
Right.
But we do have a solution.
Right.
And it's available to members.
Are you going to tell us what it is, or is it going to be a secret?
Yet.
Oh.
And that's a good question, by the way.
I'm like,
I have not released it.
I thought it was part of the one that I'm thinking of right now that starts with a C.
What's the C? Go ahead.
It's not part of CountyWise. There's nothing you can use if it had a CountyWise.
It will be CountyWise 2.0.
Okay.
The data is not finished yet. We're very, very close. We're filling in population.
Okay.
It's really cool. I mean, it outlines, really helps you on making a decision about where to send mail.
Thank you. I didn't mean to steal your announcement, by the way.
No, I like that kind of stuff.
Okay, good.
I think you should ask me the hardest questions you can think of.
All right.
Like, seriously. Not just about real estate. I think it'd be more entertaining. It's more entertaining for me to do the
That's
show.
That's it. Okay.
Like, all right. Why do men wear the same
thing? I was
going
to come up with something like
why
that.
Why do men wear the same thing 6 days in a row until you tell them to stop? Stuff like that.
Right. Why is it? And why is it so hard to get them to stop? Why do I have to go in the closet and practically and throw things away and go, I don't know where I went?
I don't know. That's honestly the truth. But it's true with every guy you've ever talked to, including
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it's true.
Today's topic, the top three things to review before you buy a piece of dirt. This is the meat of the show.
It's almost like you guys don't think we're serious. It's like, oh, you really do mean I stink. Oh, I thought you were just saying.
Is it a stinky thing?
No, I don't. Well, like,
or is it just like, geez, I'm really tired of looking at that?
It's both. It can turn into a stinky thing.
What kind of encrypted stuff is that?
I'll let you know. But if it does stink, I'll tell you. And if I say it, that means that if I actually say this is starting to stink, then you know it happened a week ago.
And we all know that you guys go in there and just take it out of the closet. We all know that.
Well, you want us to.
I mean, and just throw it away. There's a cases where it's just like that stuff's gone.
You're like, I don't care.
And you know what? Ten times out of ten for me, it's like, thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? That's why. Because we don't care.
I know.
Because men, after a certain age, just really don't care how they look. As long as it's like, air quotes, acceptable. Like, I'm not trying to be good looking. And I think women never stop. Thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment at all.
Oh,
I'm really
okay.
not.
All right.
I think women are always trying to be attractive.
We always want to look our best.
After a while, men just give up. It's just, you know.
Okay. All right. The top three things to review before Lime. Buying land. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. So now you sent the offers out. Now it came back. You're reviewing the property. You're doing your due diligence. So I put three categories. Instead of just three individual things, I kind of have it as three categories for me. One is I'm going to review the physical attributes. And that doesn't take a long time. But I want to make sure, does it have access? Is there a big hill? Is it on the side of a cliff? You know, can we do something with it?
Can you get to it?
Right. The slope, that kind of thing. So the physical attributes is one. Two, the financial situation. I want to review that. Did I offer the right amount of money? I want to just eyeball a couple properties and make sure I price this right, especially if I'm new. I want to make sure they answered back so fast. I want to make sure I didn't, you know, over offer on this property. So I'm going to check some other, compare it with some other properties in the area, see how they're priced, and that will help me too. And their days on market, things like that, as best I can with land. And then the third thing I want to review is our seller situation, which is, are all sellers on the property, on the deed, accounted for and good to go? So those are my three. What are your three?
Those are exactly my three in that order.
Oh, good.
I have two additional questions. Okay. Well, the thing that you need to do after that is test for reason. And so you got to take a step back from the computer. This is tough for some people. Take a step back from the computer. This is like the sixth sense in this business. It's one of the reasons that Jill and I and many of our members are advanced, specifically the people in our advanced group. This is the difference between all of us and people that have not yet learned how to this skill or have the knack. Take a couple steps back and test for a reason. Would I want to live there? Would I take my grandmother there? Could I take my grandmother there? It would be too much for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would I shoot a movie there? Does it give me a warm and fuzzy feeling just looking at it on the internet? Like when I twist the thing around on Google Earth, does it look cool or does it look like the moon?
Right.
Like some places in Arizona and New Mexico do. Just stuff like that. You know,
all that
what can I put in the description? Is there fly fishing close by? Is Las Vegas close by? And on and on and on. You know, what we're selling here is that man dream of living off the grid, for having everything paid for, and that's in general for rural vacant land anyway. That's what we're selling. Or whoever you sell it to is going to sell that dream. So if it passes that test, now you got, you know, I always say this. It's like, if you have that thought for a second, man, this property is so cool, I should keep it. You're going to do great on that deal.
I look at it like this whole description that you just went into, this long, you know, this good example. It's just, it's how are you going to sell the property? That's really all that
is. Oh, sure.
For
that's
me.
What that is. Yeah.
If when you just said, does it appeal to me? What does it look like here? What's the street view like? You know, is there a dump across the street, or does it look gorgeous across the street? There's even a beautiful peak with trees. That's how you're going to sell the property. Yeah. Awesome.
Yep. You know, further than that, once you pass those three, and I'll tell you what, it's like, how can I quickly assess this? You know, we built parcelfact.com.
Yeah.
For this to happen in literally milliseconds, all three of these things. While you're on the phone with the seller, right before we started this episode, in between these episodes that we're recording, I'm writing the Parcelfact ebook, and I'm convincing myself how great this site is, because while you're on the phone, you can look up a property that has no physical address,
right?
State, county, APN, and get all of that information.
Yep.
I mean, in seconds, all the properties around
it.
And so
you even get more than this. If you really want to dig deep enough, the zoning's in there. You dig deep and you can find what they paid for it often. That kind of information's in
there. And what everybody in the surrounding area paid for it. Because the people in the surrounding area there's a 50% chance literally they're going to buy the property from you.
Exactly.
If you retail it out. So that in itself takes out all the stress for me when all that data is right there in one spot and you're talking to the seller and you're saying, hey, seller, hold on. I'll give you an answer in a second. Bang, bang, bang.
Exactly.
Yes, I'd like to take it to the next level. Let's schedule a call tomorrow or whatever.
It's awesome.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for the episode called Why Land Academy Member Jermaine Hill Uses Deal Funding.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I didn't mean for that to be a Parcelfact commercial, but...
It's a good point.
It's just, you know...
How did we get by before that? Isn't
I don't know.
Like...
I wonder that. It's like, how did we get by before that?
Going to find these properties before Parcelfact was a pain. And has it been even 2 years?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't even know. I don't think it's been 2 years, but it's just been like, wow.
It's an amazing tool.
When it's not working, I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know, now it's all solved. But I mean, like when we were just starting out and getting the bugs and working out the kinks and before the latest version, it was like, you know, it's amazing now.
It's truly, I just gave my okay on the 2.0 beta.
Cool.
And it's like, I spent hours in there looking up like my childhood house and stuff because we didn't have access. The 1.0 version was not like what it is now.
Yeah.
It's amazing, actually.
It's so cool. Wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.